Everything that rocks.
Come on, do it. And now, the starting lineup for the Plan B morning show. Obviously, the wife is up. That's good. Good to know.
No, we got in a fight last night. I don't even really care.
Oh, is that what it is?
No, I'm kidding. She's gone. She's out working out.
Wake up, you dumb bitch. I don't care.
She's working out to actually get announced like that into something.
That's funny, dude. Anyway, good morning, everybody. 6:39, Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
We got to get right to it. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, Sully Erna is hitting the road this week to do some acoustic shows, but he doesn't expect Godsmack to play live until 2022. Erna tells Offstage with DWP that, quote, I don't really ever think we're going to do anything next year because I think it's still going to be a big mystery on how tours are going to go, how concerts are going to go, how promoters are going to treat artists, how insurance companies are going to treat venues. I think it's still a bit of a mystery to figure out. So I think we're going to kick back and watch everyone else kind of scramble and figure it out and see how it works and our toe back in the beginning of 22.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking a new, when everything goes back to normal, I'm thinking a new Woodstock.
Not a bad idea.
Everybody is on board. They're like, you know what? The first one back, we're going to go ham.
Yep.
And you guys come to this one spot, this one state, because we're going to fill this state up.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think it would be a good idea. Woodstock was going to happen, and then they canceled
It was supposed to be the 50th anniversary.
Right.
I don't know if it was this year or last. No, it got canceled last year, and it was supposed
last
to be.
Year.
Yeah. But yeah, either way, I think a new Woodstock, hell, we just find some big open field in, like, Nebraska where we can just, you know, it's just as far as the eye can see, and we do it that way. That'd be pretty sweet.
I think it would be pretty cool.
Yeah, man. I like it. All right, let's get on it. We'll call it Plan B stock.
Wayne stock.
What are you still doing here? You're worthless. You've always been worthless. I got no place else to go. Anyway, Erna and Aaron Lewis of Stain will kick off their tour of social distanced venues today in Wichita, Kansas. So still out there just doing some social distancing, smaller shows. All right, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1948, Cub Coda, who wrote the memorable anthem Smokin' in the Boys Room as a part of Brownsville Station. He was the lead singer and guitarist of Brownsville Station. Yeah, I love that song. And everyone knows the Motley Crue version?
Yeah, that's the version I know.
The original version is, you can't beat it. For me, I take the original version any day over the Motley Crue one.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I really do. It's just, you know, it's fun. I have the old Midnight Special DVD selection my folks got for me years ago, which was an old show in the 70s that just had all these different bands. And you had every type of musical style, but Brownsville Station's on there, and it's great. They play Smoking in the Boys Room, and it's fantastic, man. It really is. Anyway, he was born in Detroit, right down the road, and Brownsville Station was actually formed in Ann Arbor, Michigan, in 1969. So there you go,
smoking in the Boys Room. Now the kids are out smoking on the porch because they're going to school from home.
Are you smoking in there? No, Ma. No. Anyway.
Smells like cigarettes in here.
It stinks. All right, that's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.